This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Take a deep breath as you begin perhaps another day in the real world. I'm Doug Steffen. In the real world of conversation on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan are both accomplishing other things other than being here. So, as a result of that, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington as usual, but we're joined by a lady that I have known, as she reminded me, for a number of years. I don't remember sometimes. I often with my friends say I don't remember how we first met. Now, I go back, 35, 40 years with some people. The person I've probably known longest is my associate here on this program, Bob Kay, with whom you've had lots of contact in the last week or so, Laura.
Yeah.
And he and I became friends in 1968 when we worked together at WBZ in Boston. And we've been friends in one way or another ever since. I worked for him at four radio stations. He now works with me. He's been a fabulous producer and program person. But it's just funny, when you look back, it's like 58 years or something. That isn't how is it? No, 53. I've known him longer than his wife has known him. That's the way it kind of shakes our...
That's so great, yeah.
And we fight we fight all the time like a married couple. It's really kind of fun. Maybe we should be married or something. I can send him a Valentine's card.
Yeah, that would be appropriate,
right.
Sounds like.
So Laura Banks is here from Orlando or the Orlando area. She's been an actress. She's been an author, or is, as far as that's concerned. I should use the present tense. Has a wonderful sort of a focus on things and is an accomplished astrologer. Star Gal Network is her location. If they're, we have to, I suppose we put things into perspective. The word location in terms of how, where are you? It used to be, well, I was at I'm at the corner of Hollywood and Vine. No.
Yeah, now you're at a URL.
Yes.
What is your URL?
Yeah, right. What is your URL? It's Stargirl Network anyway.
Yeah.
And we'll use her talent as an astrologer to kind of figure some things out. It'll make an interesting piece when she's here visiting with us, sort of predicting through the charms and charts of astrology, how things may shake out. For example, on everybody's mind, whether we like it or we don't like it, or whether it's real or it isn't, the coronavirus. And there are 14,000 new cases. Health officials in various provinces in China now, the area where it's kind of the epicenter of the outbreak, the largest single-day infection rate, identify 14,840 new cases. 242 people died in the last 24 hours in that area. So this is 10 times, if you remember some of the numbers from earlier this week, this is 10 times the number we had yesterday in terms of reported infections there. Chinese health officials don't know what to do. People from all over the world, World Health Organization, some of our best doctors who are from this area are going to China or trying to figure out what happened here. And one of the things that I suspect, maybe we can bring in astrology to a certain extent and talk about the Chinese government and the people that are there, the history of the last 70 years where the current Chinese regime actually got started with Mao Zedong in 1948 when they had the People's Revolution. The reality is that the country is in chaos. And they don't know, they can't, there are uprisings everywhere. And some of the things going on that aren't being really reported, but they're starting to leak out, are the people's upset. You think Hong Kong is a problem, and they got all kinds of uprisings there. Well, they have their all over, because the Chinese government lied to its people, and they all know that that's the case. And they shut down most of the major businesses. You can't get into the country, and you can't get out of the country. And as a result of that, all these people not only are worried about their health, but they're all being put out of work. If you look at the, I think one of the things we talked about, Laura, this week, car manufacturing is grinding to a halt because there's, so many components that are made in China. the old we reap what we sow department. There are so many things that are a part of all of our cars, no matter where they are assembled, but the pieces come, many of them, from China. And so, because they don't want people to be working, they shut the factories down, so the stuff's not getting shipped out. So there's massive layoffs in that area. And again, the impact on the world markets, although they seem to be stabilizing right now after people get a hold of this number from today, I'm wondering about that. Oil especially is sliding because of the renewed fear over the virus in terms of demand. How much oil are we going to be using? The Chinese use a tremendous amount of fuel, as you can imagine. So shut down all these places down. You know, the price of gasoline in Los Angeles has dropped 15 cents in the past week. I don't know. How is it in Florida where you are? What's the price of a gallon of gasoline down there?
It's cheap. It's cheaper down here, about maybe $2.50.
Yeah, that's about where it is here in Massachusetts.
But, you know, you just can't suppress change. You know, we've got this Capricornian influence, and you can't suppress change. It's going to come our way. What's meant to happen will happen. And now, you know, we're already xenophobic. We're already afraid. We're already in a paranoid state of living now as a culture anyway. So, for goodness sake.
You're talking about America or the world?
Well, I'm just, you know, specifically focused on well, we've become the world, right? So the Americans,
yeah,
as a,
we are the
now,
world.
You know, we are the cool, trendy kids to know and to follow, yeah. And all of our movies are over there. So everybody's us eating chicken and going to KFC and all that. So, but we're xenophobic. We're afraid of dying. We're afraid of people. We're afraid of relationships. We're afraid of, you know, sexually transmitted diseases. We're you know, who are you? What are you doing? What do you want? And you know, you're going to touch my kid the wrong way. And so everybody's already, and so this is only going to add more fuel and more proof
fear.
For so many people. See,
it's all fear-based thinking.
Go out, you know, I can't go to a restaurant, yep. Can't go get my nails done, can't go get a massage, can't, because someone's going to touch me, someone's going to look at me. And you know, where
especially
I live in the
all
villages,
the Asians that work in these nail shops, right? I mean, that's practical.
Yeah.
They're all Asians. There are most of those nail shops, the spas, right? They're all pretty much Asians.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just total panic attack, and you know that old story in the news, when it bleeds, it leads, right? So
yeah,
here we've just got a situation where, you know, we're going to be selling soap and cars, you know, on this story, the same way that they hype up weather stories that aren't, you know, I love weather. I could watch weather all day, but they
really
do hype it up. Oh, gosh, yeah. I love Weather Channel.
Well,
I love weather.
Yeah, it's fear-based. Yeah, this is the storm of the century.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
We're all, exactly. And I've got some snow on the ground here today, but it'll be gone tomorrow. Well, actually, tomorrow it'll go, but I'm supposed to have like 3 degrees when I wake up Saturday morning here, which is a far cry from the 75 degrees it was yesterday in Los Angeles. But that's the, you're right. I'm just looking at the headlines of some of the local rags that I look at here. Oh, look at the, follow us. We'll give you the next 16 hours of weather so you'll know where the snow is and the wind and, stay
home. Well, we have nothing else to focus on. And if we're focusing on the weather and we're focused on we're all going to die from some germ in some airport, you know, toilet seat, then we can't really be talking about that my marriage isn't working or that I can't lose that last 5 pounds. You know, and meanwhile, with the conjunctions going on in astrology, it's a fantastic potential right now of 2020. But who's talking about that? Well, I guess
supposedly. You've said that, and Laura appears on one of our programs, Your Hidden Power. The podcast is yourhiddenpowershow.com and gives us updates every week and insights using astrology. And, this year is supposed to be actually a fabulous year for all kinds of things, really radical and maybe positive change. And you can say, well, if a million people die of this thing, how's that positive? Well, you know, there's good and bad. It's not great for the families and friends of the people who are passing away. But when it comes to the overload that the earth has, this is one of my, when I get going on this, I really, I become very focused on population control. For me, population control is more of a problem than climate change. There's no way this planet, now almost 7 billion people, can sustain a growth like if it's supposed to grow by another billion plus in the next 20 years or so, and there's going to be enough food. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, and you know, this has to be treated with respect. I mean, clearly, this is not.
You mean
cool.
The coronavirus?
Yeah. And certainly the population control, you know, that's a big issue. But when, you know, this is going to shake off a certain complacency in some people. I mean, whenever there's a big treacherous issue, and you know, it's so weird, you know, like when I hear these huge stories, on some part I kind of get excited, and I kind of, it's like I'm watching a movie, like, oh, how's this going to go? You know, because, well, I mean, like I'm cloistered down here in the middle of North Central Florida, so I'm like, oh, well, I'm cool. You know, unless someone flies into the Orlando airport and, you know, brings it up to the villages, you know, well, then I'll worry about it. But really, we've all got to get shaken up, and at some level, this is a and so much of our choices are made subconsciously. So this is almost a subliminal shakeup. You're facing death. You're looking at death in the face, possibly. Let's pretend we are. We always are, but we don't know we are. But this puts it right there. You know, go get a baggie, go dress yourself, and go to the store, because I could die. It's going to bring interest perspective. You know, maybe I should kiss my wife this morning. Maybe I should take a minute or two with my dog.
Be always, nice. Always be nice. Always think about
take your dog for a walk. What
Exactly.
Yep. I lost a brother early on, and I learned how to love because Robert died young. I learned how to love more and learn how to live more. You know?
What's the old expression? You get too soon old and too late smart, I think. And that's how this plays out to a certain extent anyway. So best to, you know, the lessons here are myriad. Yeah, there's the practical, what are we going to do to save ourselves today and make sure we don't get sick and our families don't get sick and our loved ones don't get sick? And then, you know, what are we going to do in a week or so when this thing gets bigger and it has more?
Right, but 12,000 people have died of the flu so far this year. Just the flu.
12,000? Okay. America. Never mind around the world. Yeah. It's all perspective.
It's all perspective. 99% of these cases in coronavirus are in China. We don't really have to be this crazy about this right now.
Yeah. 18 past the hour on the DJV program. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hot hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
After on the DJV program, music for this hour, every hour of the program, we have a focus for 4 or 5 minutes on some music news, performers, etc., etc. So we focus now on Sugarland, their Grammy Award-winning country duo, hitting the road this summer. The tour is called There Goes the Neighborhood. Christian Bush and Jennifer Nettles are Sugarland. And a welcome special guest, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Tennille Towns, as well as Danielle Bradbury on select dates of the tour. The There Goes the Neighborhood Tour will kick off June 4th in Toronto, runs through New York and into Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Maine, Wisconsin. Some other dates on the 26-day tour, closes out August 1st in Charlotte, North Carolina. Sugarland also releasing a special collection of tracks on their Bigger, Louder, Live EP in a couple of weeks. Tracks will include live versions of On a Roll, Bigger, and Babe. What are we listening to here, Kara?
This is the Mary Chapin Carpenter song, but this one is Babe by Sugarland, which Taylor Swift helped write with them.
Ah. Do you like them? Do you like Sugarland?
They're okay. I always used to make fun of the singer's voice with my sister because she has a very interesting sound. But, yeah, I mean, they're pretty popular.
Yeah. The EP is a callback to the band's sixth studio album, Bigger, as they promise a new chapter with fresh music coming out later this year. So if you want to see the full list of on-sale dates for this tour, at least as it's been arranged to this point, you can go to sugarlandmusic.com, sugarlandmusic.com. .com for the There Goes the Neighborhood Tour. Who's this? Is this them by themselves or is this somebody else?
Yeah,
with
this
them?
Is Sugarland. This is their song tonight.
Okay. Got it. All right, up next here as we approach 26 after the hour on the DJV program, focus on Dierks Bentley, Thomas Rhett, Keith Urban. They are going to headline the Watershed Music and Camping Festival, coming back this year for the 9th time. Pretty stacked up here. Dierks, Rhett, Keith are the headliners. It is from July 31st to August 2nd, if you're writing down, look at your calendar, at Gorge, G-O-R-G-E, Washington, the amphitheater there. Additional acts scheduled to play the main stage: Kelsey Ballerini, Billy Currington, Travis Denning, Russell Dickerson, Lindsay L., Gone West featuring Kobe Calais, Let's see, Hardy, Randy Houser, John Pardee, and more artists are expected to be announced in the next week or two. Passes for this three-day festival go on sale the 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific time at watershedfest.com. Watershedfest.com. And new VIP options are all going to be available this year to reserve VIP seating, access to more spacious decks for viewing this big deal. So have you ever been to one of these, Laura? Ever been to one of these? These big festivals, music, weekend music festivals.
Oh, goodness, yes. I love music festivals. And they say you live longer if you go to music festivals.
Really? Who says that?
Oh, I don't know who said it, but I saw it on the Internet, so it must be real.
Must be true. Absolutely.
All right, I'll
sign up for a couple of them myself this year.
Oh, yeah. Live longer.
Yeah. Live longer. Go to a... That's it.
Jazz. I go to jazz festivals. I go to folk festivals. I go to bluegrass festivals up in New England.
Bluegrass is taking off. Yeah, bluegrass taking off up here. And the Newport Jazz Festival, we were talking about that the other day. Some of the people on the lineup this year looks like a pretty good crew. Also in music, the Carpenters. Those of you who are fans, this is the 50-year anniversary this week. 50 years ago this week. Karen, who was 19 years old at the time, and Richard, who was 23, her older brother, were on the charts for the first time with a song called Ticket to Ride, which had been a Beatles song. They started their trip to fame. One of the amazing things about this, this brings me back to my days as a jock, because the first year that I was on the air was 1965, and I remember one of the first songs I ever played on the air was this, actually. And then...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will meet President Trump at the White House today to talk about a recent administration decision to block New Yorkers from taking part in travel programs that allow quicker passage through borders and at airport checkpoints. DHS says it's reacting to a new New York law allowing illegal immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. And DHS says the policy is preventing access to the state's Department of Motor Vehicle Records. Although Cuomo said yesterday he doesn't buy that.
I don't believe it's about access to DMV records. I believe it's about politics. I don't believe the DMV database has anything to do with the what's called the TTP program.
Closing arguments begin today in the New York rape trial of disgraced movie exec Harvey Weinstein. The defense resting its case yesterday without Weinstein ever taking the stand. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Can we all just get along? Please, it's love week, love month. It's the DJV program. I'm the D of DJV. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan are off for the remainder of the, not into the next century, but next couple of days anyway. So, Kara and I are joined by a fabulous voice and provocateur. Has anybody ever described you? Laura Banks is here. Anybody ever describe you as a provocateur?
By nature. It just can't help it.
You are.
Yeah.
Done a lot of things in her life. We were just laughing about who was unmasked. I was sort of surprised because Kara, haven't you been a fan of this masked, what do they call it, the masked singer?
Yeah, I watch it casually, but Victoria is the one who's really the fan of it and always yells at you not to spoil anything.
Well, I take great pride in spoiling.
I know you do, which is why we have to emphasize it every week to not do it.
Anyway, Chaka Khan was revealed as the one-eyed monster, or whatever. What do they call it? The
Cyclops.
I guess it was. The Cyclops, that's right, too. Yeah, she was Shaka Khan.
Yes, Miss Monster. I'm surprised that she was revealed so early because, like, obviously Shaka Khan's an amazing singer. But
yeah, she has got a great voice.
I don't even know how the show works. People are masked for a matter of weeks or something, and then they kind of get figured out. And then
I think they bring, at least on the first episode, they have two people who compete against each other, and then one of them, whoever wasn't as good, is unmasked. And then that other person stays on for the next couple weeks and competes against new people that they bring out every week.
This seems like just an awful show. I mean, I just looked at it the other day.
It's a lot of fun.
Awful.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know what it reminds me of, frankly, when those suits. I remember when I went, I've been persona non grata at Disneyland for a number of years, decades actually, because I would talk on the air about Disney and how they treat their help. And one of the things that is most, and it still is going on today, apparently, you've been close to the Disneyland parks over your career, Laura, fact that they don't wash the uniforms, and these kids that think that, you know, they have stars in their eyes and are going to go work at Disneyland or Disney World or whatever park they find the focus on, Universal, and the outfits that they wear stink to high heaven. They never clean them. They never wash them. You talk about breeding grounds for bacteria and germs. The kids get sick all the time, and you know, so they've been complaining about it, and Disney still hasn't really done anything about it as far as I can tell, except you'll all be happy to know, those of you who are going to during February school vacation, which is what, next week, and April vacation and March vacation for some schools, you'll be happy to know if you have plans to go to Disneyland or to Disney World, they have hiked the prices again. Hooray! If you go to the one in California, it'll cost you $200 a day.
Whee!
The average ticket price, $200.
And that's not including food or any of the other crap that you buy. You spend like $500 a day there.
Yeah.
A refillable Pepsi, like $10.
Yeah, it's a fabulous cash cow for them. And they've created this mystique around, and they continue to do it because they control much of the media. You know, we talk about the news media because media comes in different sizes and shapes. And I always object when Jennifer says the media. She's talking about the news media. But Disneyland is a part of the media. Movies are a part of the media. Music is all this. Anyway, so the fact that these people can get away with this and people still, they promote. Look at when, was it during the Oscars when they had the spots? But you can see the spots in a lot of TV, regular TV shows. For Disneyland, Disney World, they have the new Star Wars event, and you go in and you can scream and watch Darth Vader try to kill you with his laser. I mean, these things, they've created this mystique around it, so people feel, okay, you got to bring my children. Matter of fact, my daughter and I were talking about this the other day. How old does Miles have to be before we bring him to Disneyland?
Yeah,
I don't care.
I worked at Universal, Doug, and everyone's walking around in a mild coma. With not enough sunblock. They're not having fun. They've spent how much money?
Standing in the lines forever? Good God.
The kid's still on their cell phone, you know, looking at stuff there that's more interesting. You know, I worked right next to Harry Potter, and there was some magic there. There was some fun. There were some moments. But for the most part, people aren't even enjoying themselves. It's like, it's more sensationalism. It's a sense of being close to the industry of filmmaking and celebrity, and then they could say they went there. But when they're in the moment, they're not joyful looking. They're all exhausted, and they're wearing the wrong shoes. They're wearing the wrong shoes. Wear the right shoes when you go.
Their underwear is too tight, whatever.
Too tight, way too tight.
Yeah, way too tight. Let's celebrate something, though. The oldest person alive. The record books, and I'm not sure whether it's the, whatchamacallit, the, what's the book of, Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know if this is, if that's where this comes from. 112-year-old Japanese man. He is 100, as of today, Chietsu Watanabe, Chietetsu. I'd love to do a chart on him. Laura Banks is a fabulous astrologer. You can go to Stargal Network if you want to see how that all works, how it pieces together. I'd like to do a chart on this guy. Chietetsu Watanabe, 112 years, 345 days old. Declared the oldest living man by Guinness. He lives in Niigata, Japan. He is now the oldest person because of the death of fellow Japanese citizen Masazo Noko. Oh, why do I bother these names? You know, who's going to remember that? Anyway, he was 112 years old, 112 years, 266 days old when he died the other day. So this guy now is the oldest, 112. So what is there about the Japanese culture, how they eat? Because most of the people that live to be old-timers are Japanese. We sure as hell don't live to be that old in America with all the crap we eat. But their diet must be responsible, right?
Previous generations had a better diet. Now, Doug, I think the Western civilization's taken over, and now they're all eating Kentucky Fried and, you know, spending the money on the McMillan.
What, in Japan?
Yeah, Japan, but you know, I think they still have a longer life expectancy, and some of that has to do with the omegas and some of the fish that we used to be able to get that wasn't polluted.
Right.
You know, of course.
Yeah, now it's hard to find that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just think we're going the way of the whole world being one big fat thing.
One big fat thing. That's a good way to. By the way, Laura has written a book called "You're a Big Fat." I forget what I wrote it down someplace, and I don't know where I put it.
What's the name of that book? "Embracing Your Big Fat Ass: An Owner's Manual."
Okay. She is a Renaissance woman. You know, that term, by the way, has been applied to men, and I don't know why it isn't applied to women. You hear people all the time, oh, he's a Renaissance man. Why isn't it applied to women? You're
That's
a Renaissance woman.
Thank you. Yes.
You are?
That's a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Jennifer and Victoria are too, don't you, Kara? Kara is on her way to being a Renaissance woman. And what's the definition of a Renaissance person? Someone who can think for him or herself?
I think it's someone who can do a lot of different things. Like if it was in filmmaking, you would be an auteur because you were the writer, producer, director, actor. But in life, you can ride a horse or you can, you know, I see you so much as a Renaissance man, Doug, with the farming and then the radio and the technology and the business development. You can do it. That's Renaissance to me.
Well.
And very, very, very cool.
Yeah. It has its place. You kind of do what you do now. I don't think. For me, even though I have different definitions of the word work, the radio, people say you're in the radio business. Yeah, I am. What is your work? I look at people and I say, I don't know because I don't feel like anything I do is work. It can be. This can be work because it is a way to make a living, just as being on the farm is work. But I've always associated work with labor, with physical. And so this is what we are doing here is mental and not physical necessarily. But, you know, it just depends on your
definition. I agree with you that you just, you're passionate about it, but I'm looking here. So Leonardo da Vinci was a great example of a Renaissance man. And really what it means is a knowledge in many different fields of study. So you are a naturally highly inquisitive person. And so you just are drawn to knowledge and more understanding of yourself and more understanding of others, which I think women are more that way than men. A lot of men, you know, they do their thing, they get it. I don't mean to sound sexist, but I love that you're just wanting to constantly be learning and growing, Doug. And we all benefit from that because as you absorb knowledge, then you share it with us.
Well, I think one of the things that happens is people tease me. I think the first astrology reading I ever had, which was 40-some-odd years ago, that person, it was in Philadelphia when I was working at WCAU. So maybe it wasn't 40 years ago, but it was in the 80s, so 30-some-odd years ago. And I got told that I was I was in touch with my feminine side. And I think that you can see that more as I learn about what my chart does and how I live my life. Mm-hmm. I am. Whatever that means, I don't even, you know, I don't know if we can define it. But, yeah, I think I'm sensitive.
I think it means
my
that
daughter.
You're comfortable with your feelings, you're comfortable with expressing your feelings, and with all the levels, it's sort of a situation where some men, Doug, they're like a remote control, and there's like 20 buttons on a remote control, but only 3 of the buttons work. That's how a lot of men show up. All your buttons are working. You can push a button, you know, oh yeah, my button does this, and then over there, and there's this, and it's just this consciousness, and it's an embracing of consciousness. And I always used to say, you know, consciousness sucks, but it's the only game in town. You know, mm-hmm. How long can you keep your head in the sand? You know, in being able to come out with an opinion and comfortably express in a way that doesn't, you know, hurt others is also a talent.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you for that. I just think one of the things we have to be aware of is our surroundings. And I think that feelings, very important to be in touch with your feelings. It's harder for some people to do than others, especially in this day and age when we're not supposed to be, you know, we are very conscious of other people, but we're not conscious of ourselves, if you will.
Yeah. In this time of romance and love, you know, statistically, most men have an expression of anger or upset way more than they have any just about anything else. And really, all these compliments are, Doug, for me to invite me back on your show. I'm just powering you up.
You're welcome up here in the stars and in the sky and in the clouds. You're welcome anytime. Here's a sort of in the spirit of Valentine's Week. This is a I've been looking around for some various quotes from people that kind of fit into the week and into our thoughts. Hatred does not cease by hatred, but only by love. This is the eternal rule. Those are words from Buddha. And, are they, you know, love is shows up in all kinds of different ways. But certainly we need to be aware of compassion and things that bring us together. And I think that that's the sort of thing that will change this year, almost universally. And the coronavirus, maybe that's the wake-up call. Hard to tell at this point in time. It's, speaking of time, 46 and change after the hour on the DJV program.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Time for questions directed at Dr. Ken. And you can send them along to me if you'd like, Doug@DougStefan.com. I'll send them into the... I'll put Dr. Ken to the test every week at this time. First question has to do with this person who has apparently fungus on her big toe, and she's had it there for a couple of years. Do you have recommendations in terms of how to treat fungal? Is fungus infection the same as just having fungus?
Yes.
Fungal infection is fungus.
You know, you've had athlete's foot.
Yeah, well, I've had fungus in my feet.
And that's a fungus. You know, when you talk below the ankle, you're usually dealing with a toenail fungus or with athlete's foot, where it's on the bottom of the foot. And those are the typical types of fungus that you see. Nail fungus is very common. And, you know,
moisture
like
in your foot, is that what causes it?
All of the above. And is this white or yellow spotting that you see in the nail? And you know what causes it? It's hard to know, but what causes it? But it appears, and there are risk factors for it. Just being elderly and a decreased immune system, sweating heavily, having a history of athlete's foot, walking barefoot in damp areas such as swimming pools, gyms, and showers. Having a minor skin or nail injury can cause this. People with psoriasis often get it. Having diabetes, circulation problems, immune systems that aren't working properly. But the treatment is There are some over-the-counter items that you can get to paint the nail. And if that doesn't work, you really need to get to a podiatrist, a foot doctor. They can give you prescription items to paint the nail. They can remove parts of the nail, get under to the skin underneath to really get that medication directly. So, and occasionally you have to give oral drugs that go to the entire body, but usually you can get it with these items that you paint on the nail, and with the prescriptions, usually it works. And with a good podiatrist, just opening up the area so that the medication can get under the nail often helps immensely.
What about a dermatologist? Because it is a skin affliction. Wouldn't a dermatologist be able to help as well as a podiatrist if you can't find a good podiatrist?
That might be someone who would help. You'd want somebody skilled there, because you want someone who really knows how to cut off that nail fractionally and not make a mess. And the podiatrist, I think some of them can do that with their eyes closed. There's, you get a good podiatrist, you know, they're down there cutting nails all the time, and you want someone who really knows what they're doing.
What do you do for a living? I cut somebody's nails. All right, next question has to do with fasting. A lot of people at this time of year are going on diets, and they even do fasting. And this question from this person asks about whether, if I'm on a fast, do I have to quit drinking coffee as well? I'm doing intermittent fasting. Do I have to skip my morning coffee?
I don't think you do. It depends what you put in there. As long as it's calorie free and you're not putting a lot of calories in there. But caffeine might help a little bit actually with the weight loss, but these fasting diets work. We talked about it a week or two ago, a report in the New England Journal of Medicine about how effective these fasting diets are. I would talk to your doctor about it so you can tailor it specifically to you. But this is one way to effectively lose weight. Often a couple of days a week you eat very low calorie, and the other days of the week you're eating pretty much the way you like to eat.
Yeah. All right, this may be too complicated. Let me throw this out because it has to do with the conversation we're having about cannabis and inflammation of the brain and that sort of thing. Does brain inflammation lead to mental illness or vice versa?
I think in terms of mental illness, there's a huge impact of inflammation, and I think there's just a report this week about how diet clearly affects mental health, anxiety, depression. And I think diet has a huge impact on inflammation throughout the body. So I could see there's a huge relationship both between inflammation and circulation and mental health.
Yeah. See, we put all these things into certain categories and we don't mix them together. But I think, it makes nothing but sense. All the conversations we've had about the circulation, what goes on in your brain, what you need to feed your brain. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.